a gentleman from Western Kentucky. He's been fiddling with us for 12 years. Makes his home in Nashville, Tennessee. Folks, that is Clayton Campbell. And on the mandolin, he's from Bowling Green, Kentucky. And one of my favorite mandolin players I've ever heard. He's just tremendous. Please make welcome Jesse Brock. And this fellow with the big upright bass has been thumping that thing with us for 22 years. He makes his home in the northern Adirondack Mountains of New York State. Loves to fish, folks. That's Mike Barber on the bass. And the gentleman with the sunny disposition here on the five-string banjo is my older brother. We come from northern New York State as well, grew up on a dairy farm, a farm that had been our family for well over 100 years, and we grew up doing that and until we started playing music. He's a great banjo player, songwriter, singer. That's my older brother, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you. And the popular one, the one that seems to have brought his own fan club here, we're not used to this. The rest of the band's not used to this, but you found your people.
He's
a great singer, a good writer, a good guitar man. Lee Gibson, folks.
Ask Jesse to come up to the mic and play one Bill Monroe wrote, the father of bluegrass music, former employer of Del McCurry. Yeah. Bill Monroe liked this one so much that he named it after himself. It's called Big Mama. State. I know, I told him that's what it came from. but the words in this are true. And it seems like a long, long time ago. I've only been off the farm for maybe 15 years, 20 years or so, but. He did that on the farm a lot.